something for the weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, and Sheena Mitchell, pharmacist and knowledgeable woman of all things, is on the line. And also, Sheena, tell me the name of your podcast.
A Wonder Care podcast.
Wonder Care. So, chickenpox. Is this the peak time for chickenpox?
Yes, absolutely. So chickenpox peaks between kind of January and April. And this year, we're definitely seeing a lot of it, probably because, you know, it didn't get a chance to spread and affect those kids that weren't socialising during the pandemic.
Yeah. Now, I got the email back from the school saying, yep, it's in the school. And I was thinking to myself, Asha, we're grand. My little one had it when she was about 8 months old. And she very kindly actually passed it on to her daddy, who was thrilled to get that as an adult. So can you get it again if you've had chickenpox?
So generally, no, unless you had a very, very mild dose as a child that didn't give you enough immunity. But if you get any sort of reasonable dose of chickenpox as a child, you actually get lifelong immunity. You know, it's great in that way, in that you deal with it once and you're done. But obviously then shingles is related and it comes from the same virus called varicella, and that can be reactivated then in later life. So I suppose that would be the comeuppance for the grown-ups generally.
Okay, all right. Now, it's a very uncomfortable time for children when they have the chickenpox. And I know a lot, when we were kids, I think they used to send us to chickenpox parties. Go and get the chickenpox from your cousin there, you know. They wanted to get it over and done with. Is it something that you should get over and done with?
So there are so many different schools of thoughts on this. And especially now, I suppose that people are kind of wondering about the merits of the vaccine. But I know when my kids were younger, one of them got it. And sure, I threw the other child into the bath with her to kind of seal the deal. And I'm not recommending you do that. But it is an illness that's much milder in childhood. So as you said earlier, if you get it as a kid, you can, you know, I suppose, manage it. And generally, it's mild to moderate. So you do get the red spots, the discomfort and kind of flu-like symptoms. But, you know, it's not many children who will end up in hospital. But it is, obviously, the other balance aside is that how many children is too much to end up in hospital. And actually, it can have some quite serious neurological consequences, which I'd be talking about in a podcast episode with Dr. Neve Lynch. So there is an awful lot of kind of plates to balance when you're trying to establish the best thing to do.
Yeah. So I mentioned there, I got the email from the school saying that it's going around. So when is the infectious period? Is it too late by the time you realise that your child might have it?
Yeah, generally it is, because a person is contagious for a couple of days before they actually get the rash. So you have no way of knowing, and you'd be absolutely sending your child to school thinking they're fine. And then it stays contagious for a week after. And it really depends on how quickly those spots scab over. They need to be completely all scabbed over before the contagious period is kind of left behind you. The problem then is that it takes anywhere between 10 days and 3 weeks for someone who's been in contact with that child to show symptoms themselves. So it's really hard to escape it, because those, particularly in those 2 days before the symptoms start, you know, you are spreading it and you're completely unaware.
Can I tell you, I was speaking to a mum at the school and she was telling me how in her sister's house, when chickenpox came in, they had it in their household for 90 something days, because between the time of the first child getting it and then they got the break, and then the second child got it, and then the third child got it, and there was just, can you imagine?
And that actually in itself is an argument pro vaccination, because when you're saying, okay, it's fine, it's a mild illness, I can deal with it, as a caveat that within most children, you then look at the actual effects. Like, you're talking 1 to 2 weeks, probably 2 weeks out of school. And if you have more than one child, all of a sudden, you know, parents could be left in a position where they've no childcare, so they can't go to work. For, you know, if you have three kids, it could literally be, yeah, that's kind of 6 to 8, 9 weeks. So at least with the vaccine, you get it done and it's dealt with. You don't have that, I suppose, kind of juggling act to manage.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to talk to the bosses here about chickenpox leave. It needs to be written into all contracts. Chickenpox leave. So the vaccination, tell me about this vaccination. I don't know too much. I don't think my little one's had this. What is the vaccination?
No, and most people won't have it. So it's not on the childhood schedule at the moment. It is under review. So if you, you know, if you didn't go and seek it out, your child will not have had it. And it's basically, Varivax is the name of the vaccine. It's a live vaccine and you get two doses 1 month apart from 12 months of age. So they have to be one. because it's a live vaccine, it's not every child that can get it. So, you know, if they're immunocompromised, children with those kind of conditions can't receive a live vaccine. So with it, it administers a very mild deactivated dose of chickenpox, which you can actually get a few little spots after, but it would never be more than kind of a handful of spots after the vaccine. Basically, the problem with it is the science behind it can only say for definite that the immunity is inferred is 15 to 20 years. So, you know, you're looking at vaccinating kids who are maybe 5 or 6 years of age by the time we get round to it. And in 20 years time, they're going to be 25, 26 and in prime age for potentially having children themselves. And contracting chickenpox when you're pregnant, you know, can be quite dangerous and can lead to poor outcomes for the baby. So it's one of those, that's, I suppose, one argument against vaccination. However, like, we also, I suppose, add to that, that chickenpox can be more severe in adults. So you don't really want, you know, I suppose, herd children growing up and suddenly all becoming very unwell with kind of chickenpox related pneumonia, etc. in adulthood.
Well, I can tell you from first hand experience from my husband when he got it from our little one, he was so unwell. I mean, he'll never forget it.
Yeah, it can be really, really severe. And it's the same with things, you know, like measles, mumps, rubella. It's really, the older you are, the harder the virus goes on you. And the other, I suppose, side of it really is that there's a pro argument that if we vaccinate everyone, so we need 95% of the children vaccinated to get herd immunity, which basically stops it from circulating in the community. And that's what they've done in countries like America. And as a result of that, you're then maybe protecting people because chickenpox isn't circulating, so you're not going to come across it as much. So that's kind of a counter argument to the fear of contracting pregnancy as an adult later.
Yeah.
But the relationship with shingles is important there as well, because we do know that, say, for example, me, myself, when my children had chickenpox, I wasn't at risk of contracting it from them because I had had it already as a child. So by me being around my children and minding them while they had chickenpox, I actually got a boost of immunity for shingles. So it makes me less likely to develop severe disease from shingles for the next, whatever, 20 years. And that's something that we would lose if chickenpox wasn't circulating.
Okay.
But there is a vaccine for shingles as well.
That's for another day. That's for another day, Sheena. Well, Sheena, tell me, is it still the old-fashioned calamine lotion for sorting out those spots?
God, I hate calamine lotion, but it can be helpful. And yes, a lot of the treatments are focused on kind of oat-based treatments, putting oats into the bath, obviously not for celiacs, and do put them into kind of a tighter stocking so they don't block up your drain. But there is a new product on the market which is helpful, and that's called Poxton Cool Mousse. And it basically relieves the kind of spots and it has antibacterial agent in it, which helps to prevent infection and reduce scarring. So that can be quite good. Other than that, you're just talking about, you know, using normal pain relief. And if kids get spots in their mouth, you can use a little bit of Diflam spray to numb that.
If you can get it, it's hard to get at the moment, that Diflam, isn't it?
I know, it's in and out of stock at the moment, like a lot of things, unfortunately.
Okay, Sheena, plug your pharmacy there and your podcast and we'll let you go.
So I can be found in Milltown Total Health Pharmacy in Dublin 6 and very much online at wondercare.ie and a Wondercare podcast.
Fantastic. Talk to you soon, Sheena.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. It's Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Kids Radio.